Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's International Women's Day, a great time to check out some new movies directed by women. If you haven't seen The Great Colombian Birds of Passage, see it now, and Objects of Desire, a retrospective of French master Claire Denis' movies, is on right now at TIFF. She's one of my favorites. But this week I'm looking at people trying to get away with something, including by one female director. We've got orphan girls running for their lives, war vets running off with sacks of loot, and journalists trying to publish the biggest data dump in history. Level 16, written and directed by Danishka Esterhazy. Vivian and Sophia are two teenagers at an all-girls boarding school for orphans. They wear identical uniforms, skirts, shirts, and ties during the day, and floor-length cotton gowns at night. Classes consist of black and white educational films from the 1950s shown on flat screen TVs. Their teacher, the strict but beautiful Miss Brixel, played by Sarah Canning, visits each unit to teach them feminine virtues like cleanliness, subservience, obedience, and silence. And their most important exams are not about reading or math, but applying cold cream to their cheeks and taking their vitamins. They live under a panopticon with surveillance cameras recording every move they make. And the disembodied voice of a doctor, played by Peter Outerbridge, telling them what to do. They've never been outside this drab institution since air and sunlight out there is hazardous. Besides, it's important to stay pretty and clean, so a nice family will adopt them someday. And now they're at level 16, which means that someday is coming soon. Headstrong Vivian, played by Katie Douglas, is excited to hear she might be leaving this place. She's been counting the days, but all her hopes and dreams are shattered when the nearsighted Sophia, played by Selena Martin, tells her a secret. Don't swallow the vitamins. So when Vivian takes her advice, she is shocked when she finds out the vitamins are actually sedatives. And what happens to their limp sleeping bodies at night is not good at all. What is this place? What are they there for? What is it like outside the walls? And can they ever escape? Level 16 is a scary and weird science fiction look at a dystopian future. It's full of Russian-speaking guards and creepy, fake-happy film clips. It feels like a cross between Never Leave Me and The Handmaid's Tale. It's scary and interesting, and the young actors especially are quite good. It's low budget and gives you a claustrophobic feeling and bland visual things to look at, but it still kept me interested with the shocking twists. Not what you expect. Triple Frontier, directed by J.C. Chandor. Santiago, played by Oscar Isaac, is a paramilitary cop working in an unnamed Latin American country. His team raids low-level drug traffickers, but they are also on the take. Any witness who tries to squeal the kingpin's whereabout is immediately executed to keep him quiet. But Santiago, an American, has his own informant, and he discovers for himself where Loria, the big man, is hiding. He is said to have millions in cash just sitting in the jungle waiting to be taken. So he flies back to the States to meet with his former special ops army buddies. They had a good life in the military, but it hasn't treated them well as vets. Miller, played by Charlie Hunnam, is a low-level army recruiter with a bad goatee who delivers the same speech day after day. Davis, played by Ben Affleck, tries to support a teenage daughter from a failed marriage with a pittance he earns flogging condos. Morales, played by Pedro Pascal, is a helicopter pilot whose license was taken away. And Ben, played by Garrett Hedlund, is Miller's brother, who is an MMA cage fighter, not a job with a bright future. So Santiago says, let's get what the government never gave us, but we deserve. Millions in cold, hard cash. Don't worry, it's a flawless plan. Sure enough, the heist goes great. In fact, it works too well. They are faced not with millions of dollars, but with hundreds of millions of dollars, way too heavy for anyone to carry. So their momentary greed makes their exit plan impossible. Can they lug their bags of loot through the jungles, over a mountain pass, and down to the ocean? Or will Mother Nature and the vengeful locals who live there kill them first? Okay, Triple Frontier has strikingly beautiful scenery, famous name actors, and a well-known director and scriptwriter. So how come it sucks? Well, it's a boring and sexless buddy pick with inane bro dialogue. I got your back. I love you, man. We deserve this. Do you really care if these guys get away with the money they stole? More than that, the movie reeks of exceptionalism. It's co-written by Mark Boal, the guy who brought us Zero Dark Thirty, the evil movie which said, we Americans are always the good guys, torture is a good thing, and Muslims are all potential terrorists. In this movie, substitute drug traffickers for terrorists, South America for Muslims, and you'll get an idea what it is. Almost every person they meet is corrupt, dangerous, and out to kill them. It's up to our heroic soldiers to stop these caravans of Latino drug traffickers from invading our country. Okay, there is a good chase scene near the beginning, and like I said, the scenery is beautiful, but the rest of it is a total waste of 2 hours and 5 minutes. Ugh. The Panama Papers, written and directed by Alex Winters. It's 2016 in Munich, Germany. Bastian Obermeier, an investigative journalist at the Süddeutsche Zeitung, receives a mysterious message. A whistleblower calling himself John Doe says he has some information to send him, but because of its importance and the sheer volume he has to make sure his identity is kept secret and the information gets released. What is this information? Where does it come from? Why is it so important? The data leak is from Mossack Fonseca, a Panama law firm known for its secrecy. Their clients include both organized criminals and upstanding world leaders who are all hiding their money so as not to pay taxes. The amount of money lost in taxes worldwide because of this is stupendous. It's the main reason social services have been cut and why the wealth distribution gap between the ultra-rich and everyone else is the highest it's been in a century. So the Panama Papers tells the story through the eyes of the journalists who were involved in this, and it feels like a chapter of All the President's Men, but in a much, much bigger scale. The Panama Papers were shared in secret with over 300 investigative journalists all around the world, and the outcome and the blowback totally changed millions and millions of people's lives. Prime Minister of Iceland, top figures in FIFA, Argentina, Pakistan, and Spain were forced to resign. Others were implicated in Russia, United States, and Syria in this multinational scandal. And top journalists like Malta's Daphne Galizia were murdered because of the role in exposing these crimes. Panama Papers is a great documentary that churns politics, investigative journalism, and conspiracies into a very potent brew. Panama Papers is now playing at Hot Docs. You can catch Triple Frontier Cinematography now on the big screen before it moves to Netflix. And Level 16 opens next Friday. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.